Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is all about health prevention and vaccines. I speak to Kate Hashey at GSK.
For every dollar invested in improving health, there's an economic return of $2 to $4.
Murray Aitken at IQVIA Institute for Human Data Science.
The benefits of adult vaccination are compelling.
And David Sinclair at the International Longevity Centre.
Preventable conditions amongst those aged 50 to 64 in the UK cost $27 billion a year.
Listen to the full episode of the Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts.
Decide to buy.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is all about health prevention and vaccines. I speak to Kate Hashey at GSK.
For every dollar invested in improving health, there's an economic return of $2 to $4.
Murray Aitken at IQVIA Institute for Human Data Science.
The benefits of adult vaccination are compelling.
And David Sinclair at the International Longevity Centre.
Preventable conditions amongst those aged 50 to 64 in the UK cost $27 billion a year.
Listen to the full episode of the Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts.
But will it do this? Elaine, you looked at this FSA announcement last week. Are we going to see fund fees fall as one might expect?
We might do. We might not do.
I thought you'd say that.
We're not sure. So the FSA's announcement is something that we have been waiting for a while, and the industry has been waiting for some clarification as well. It's decided that platforms won't be able to take money from the product providers, but this won't come in until 2014. From 2013, so that's in 6 months' time, advisors will no longer be able to accept money from product providers. So there's this gap of a year in between. So although there is clarification and we know what's going to happen, this gap means that the charging structure and how we pay for the investments that we put our money into, nothing will be absolutely dead certain until 2014. So in between then and now, what we've got is all the fund houses coming out with what they expect to charge us. And this is Ed Moisson's come in to explain to us